This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. The USA Pro Challenge is making its way through Colorado's mountains this week. It will be in northern Colorado for the first time on Saturday. Stage 6 of the race finishes in Fort Collins after riders pedal through Estes Park, Loveland, and Windsor. KUNC's Nathan Heffel visited Windsor to see how the town of 20,000 is gearing up to be in the national spotlight.
Recently, I took a walk down Windsor's Main Street with Melissa Chu. She's the town's director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture. We paused briefly at a red brick wall precariously rising over the town's historic mill.
That's not still not damage from the tornado, is it?
That is. That's our last visible damage from the tornado.
The 2008 tornado is the last time Windsor received national attention, but this weekend, Chu hopes the town will become known for something else when the USA Pro Challenge races through town.
To show how we value quality of life, how we value those partnerships, how we value regional collaboration, how we value doing something new and different and taking on challenges.
Windsor is hosting Stage 6 of the 7-stage race, along with Loveland, Estes Park, and Fort Collins. Typically, cities bid to host the start or end of a stage.
We recognized that we were different in a lot of ways.
Katie Snyder is the local PR co-chair for Stage 6. She says to have any chance of landing the race in northern Colorado, the four communities as well as Larimer County had to work together with one regional voice. They also had to come up with nearly $500,000.
Again, very different from what you'll hear from Breckenridge or other destinations where they are just a start or finish. We have a lot of moving parts, and because we are more concentrated population-wise than some of the other destinations, we have those added costs of police and, you know, making sure every single intersection is safely passed through and whatnot.
Windsor's share amounted to $10,000, a small price for what the community hopes will be a big payoff.
This piece came out of a Burlington Edition newspaper.
On race day, Dan Stoss will have a front row seat. He's the owner of Memory Lane Antiques on Main Street. Along with the Downtown Development Authority, Stoss was a strong advocate for bringing the USA Pro Challenge to Windsor.
I hope we have a boost in business. I think maybe just not that day, but I'm hoping just the exposure of people seeing the shops, seeing the stores, and then coming back at a later time when they have more time or you know, the focus is more on exploring the town.
While Windsor and all of the stops on the stage hope for positive results, they have no hard data to back them up, since this is the first time the race has traveled through northern Colorado. The town of Breckenridge, on the other hand, does. It's hosted a stage every year since the race began in 2011.
We were all in agreement that the purpose for this would be long-term positioning for Breckenridge as a summer destination, a cycling destination specifically.
Lucy Kay is co-chair of the Breckenridge stage of the USA Pro Challenge. When her committee presented the idea of hosting a stage to town officials 3 years ago, it had to stress that there would be no quick monetary return on investments.
That would be where the return on investment would come, is that positioning over the long haul. If we were looking for like a 2 or 3 day pop in business, there's probably other things you could do that might be more effective.
Back at Windsor Town Hall, Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture Melissa Chu hopes the town will see a bump in visitors after the race. But for her, it's about showing what her small town is truly capable of.
Windsor sometimes gets lost in its bigger neighbors. And this is an opportunity for us to be right up there with the big guys, and to provide not only a great opportunity for the race itself and the participants of its race, because we think the course through Windsor is kind of exciting for them, but also just regionally to provide something that's exciting, and working with the partnership that's been created has just been great.
Windsor will host the first sprint of the day through downtown this Saturday, as well as the first challenge for cyclists as they hit the wall, a steep incline on the western outskirts of town. The race starts in Loveland at the ranch complex at 11:35, with the cyclists hitting Windsor just before noon. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
At this time tomorrow, we'll take a look at the logistics of hosting a stage of the USA Pro Challenge in northern Colorado.